This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 319 in the series. This session shares a key segment of the Franklin Mass Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, July 29, 2020. The meeting was conducted via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. Chair Tom Mercer opened the meeting on schedule at 7. After running through several appointments, the agenda gets to the item for the presentation and discussion on the market study prepared by the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, or MAPC. Raul Gonzalez, senior planner, leads the presentation after an introduction by Brian Taberna, Director of Planning and Community Development for Franklin. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda and to the individual documents referenced. The meeting segment runs just about 44 minutes, so let's listen to the presentation and discussion on the market study.
Presentation and discussions. And our first presentation tonight is the Town of Franklin Market Study and Economic Profile. Jamie, would you like to start this off?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we have with us tonight Brian Taberna, who needs no introduction here in Franklin. We also have Raul Gonzalez, who some of you met last year when we did some public charrettes up here at Dean College, as well as in the third floor training room. This economic profile has certainly been a long time coming. I want to thank Brian publicly for having the foresight to do this study and to apply for grant money. The town actually did not fund this. We've been working with MAPC to do this. Just to set a few quarters of the puzzle on this study, I've read through it several times, and every time I read through it, I learn something else new that I hadn't read before. I think there's going to be a lot of interest throughout this community at some of the data, some of the metrics, some of the trends, some of the factoids that are in this report. This report is not intended to give us a 1 through 15 answer of exactly what to do. This report is really four corners of the puzzle. It really leaves a lot of latitude remaining to all of you on the council, all of us on the staff, and the citizens in the community to try to fill in those pieces within the remainder of the puzzle. I think this is a profile that folks are going to be fairly fascinated with to look through. Originally, when we had done this, the goal and objective was to look at our strengths in the community from our economic profile, and also to look at some of the weaknesses and some of the gaps and where the community could improve in certain sectors of the economy. We were anticipating this being done in the spring. Obviously, COVID has changed everything. But I think now, as we're entering the current stability in our numbers in COVID, and as we look to our post-COVID world, hopefully at some point in the near future, this study will serve as a springboard about how the town of Franklin can hopefully build out of any type of COVID, post-COVID crisis that we're in once this all the dust really settles. Tonight, Raul is going to go through some slides. I do expect the community to have a robust conversation amongst itself with us. The goal here is to move after the full presentation and feedback from the council tonight. What we will do is move this back to the EDC to look at some of the recommendations that are in the report. The staff certainly have some things in here we believe we do really well and we don't need to focus on. The staff also believes there's some recommendations in here of some items that we could really utilize to our advantage to prepare the community as we kind of climb out of this COVID era. And so Raul is going to go through a series of slides tonight on some of the overlying themes within the report. If I could, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer an opportunity to Mr. Taberna, our planning director, to just offer a few words before Raul gets started, just in case he has any thoughts before we get the presentation going. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jamie. Brian, welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Hello, Franklin. Seems like I haven't been there in quite a while. I would like, in addition to thanking Raul Gonzalez and MAP staff, I think they've done a wonderful job working on this project. I would like to take a minute to just thank a few of the people from town that actually were involved heavily. Three people have come to mind right off the bat. Pandora Carlucci, who worked quite a bit on this project early on, and gave us a lot of great input and gave us assistance with setting up the meetings that were held and things of that nature. Lisa Piana from the Downtown Partnership and the partnership in general, very helpful. Dean College, we had one of our events at Dean College. I want to thank the people over there that helped out very much on that. I think it was very good input we received at that time. And Nancy Schoen, who's the chair of the Cultural District Committee, also. I think the district committee would really been looking forward to seeing what's in the study and to utilize it to market the downtown and the cultural district. So thank you very much. And I'll hand it off to Raul. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Raul.
Thank you so much. Good evening, Chairman and Council, and thank you so much, Brian, for that very good introduction. My name is Raul Gonzalez, and I am an economic development planner for the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, which is the regional planning agency for the Greater Boston area. We work with 101 cities and towns, all the way from Duxbury to Rockport and a faraway town known as Bellingham, which I'm sure is super far from Franklin over there. So our region is a very extensive region and is a really robust region. And I am very honored to have worked on this project with Brian and as well as the town of Franklin in completing this throughout this process. So if you don't mind just putting up the PowerPoint presentation and going on to the second slide, please, that would be helpful. Thank you. So as I mentioned, MAPC is the regional planning agency for the 101 towns in the Greater Boston area. Next slide, please. We're split into 8 subregions, of which Franklin is located within the Southwest Advisory Planning Committee subregion. It's located here in purple, and the purple in the south and west. It's along with 9 other communities, and they are represented at MAPC by Kasha Hart. Next slide, please. The Franklin Market Analysis Study that we created, the deliverables contained developing a market analysis for the town, as well as the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for the town, as well as the creation of a market position summary for 3 key commercial districts, that is Downtown Franklin, the Mixed Business Innovation District, and the Crossing. On top of that, we worked my colleague, Anasim Gupta of the Arts and Culture team on the cultural district of which Franklin was designated. Lastly, we developed a business recruitment and retention strategy for use by the Franklin Department of Planning and Community Development, as well as other partners, including the Franklin Cultural District Committee and the Franklin Downtown Partnership. Next slide, please. So this is a very important note relative to COVID-19. It's very important for us to note that within the framing and of this study, as well as the various business analysis and roundtable discussions, they were all done in the period leading up to COVID-19. That is, we had an economic development survey, an open house, a cultural district roundtable, a Dean College staff and students roundtable, as well as the general business roundtable, all before March. It is quite possible that many of the assumptions, recommendation, and data points will not reflect the aftermath, or at least the immediate aftermath of the virus, as well as the quarantine and shuttering and subsequent reopening of businesses. Next slide. Now, although most of the demographic information has remained the same, as well as some of the key points that have been brought up, there may be instances where business size and consumer behavior may shift. The references and recommendations that this takes into account have remained the same from the pre-COVID-19 time. The success of Franklin depends in large part on a healthy business community. That was always the case. You have a very thriving, wonderful, and unique business community. That is one of the biggest takeaways that I had from pretty much the first day that I've been there. That and the beauty of the preservation that goes on in town. And hopefully this project can be a source of assistance and a snapshot of Franklin business health pre-COVID, as well as serving as a basis for Franklin once things return to normal post-COVID. So that's just a disclaimer before I go into the presentation. Next slide. So some of the activities that we conducted through the survey, as I mentioned, were community engagement through the open house, as well as roundtable discussions for Dean College, the staff and students, arts and culture businesses, and a general business round table. Analysis of a town economic development survey, which was created in which we had about 700 responses. That was a very good response for this survey. Research and analysis of the three economic corridors in town, as well as the recently established Franklin Cultural District, and creation of a market analysis and market position summary with specific recommendations for growth in the three commercial districts and an outline of a business recruitment strategy. Next slide. So the breakdown of the file, which you just see an example of what some of the tables are within the document, are summary of recommendations, the study timeline and activities, the effects of COVID-19, of course, to make sure that that is a proper disclaimer, the market study context, residential analysis, retail and food service, business and employee analysis, a Franklin Cultural District chapter, as well as arts and cultural assets in Franklin, a review of the public outreach, as well as the detailed recommendations. Next slide. So for example, we did an analysis of the average employment for Franklin in 2017. So here on the left, you can see the largest employers in town, generally manufacturing, which I don't think will be too much of a surprise, by percentage and total number of employees. And on the right, the smallest employers. This may not come too much as a surprise, as I said, but the largest employers in towns are manufacturers, with almost a quarter of all workers in Franklin working in the manufacturing sector. This is followed by wholesalers, educational services, and retail and accommodation and food services. Next slide. So taking that into account, we broke it down also by the number of businesses as well as wages for the same year using the same context. So when comparing weekly wages by number of businesses, the highest paying industry at $4,584 a week is the information sector. However, they only have 18 businesses. So that's also something that can be inflated by the fewer number of employees. This is followed by wholesale trade, which averages about $2,000 a week, whereas the 59 manufacturers pay about an average about $1,900 a week. Of course, this doesn't take into account the different individual business wages, as well as the different positions within businesses. So this is all things averaged out. So obviously a manager or an owner will be paid more than janitorial staff or others within other positions. Next slide. So in 2018, this is a good snapshot of large businesses by largest business by employment for the year 2018. So please take into account that this is a snapshot of that year. So we see that the biggest employer is the town itself through its various departments. But outside of the town of Franklin, Dell EMC Corporation was one of the largest businesses through numbers of employees. This is followed by Gerlich Farms, which, of course, this is keeping in mind before Dean Farms filing a bankruptcy in 2019. But followed by that are many manufacturers, retailers, and, of course, Dean College, which are all large employers in town. Next slide. So here we can see just some of the commuter destination analysis that we see for the town. Quite frankly, may come off as a little bit confusing, but on the left, you see where Franklin workers live. That is people who work in Franklin. Where do they live? Most of them don't live in Franklin, though the largest municipality to get the number of workers was Franklin itself, followed distantly by Woonsocket and Bellingham. But generally, you see that most of the people who work in Franklin come from various different locations. So on the right, you will see where Franklin residents work. So these are all people who live in Franklin. And they generally work outside of town. This is not something that is too starkly different from other municipalities that we've researched. We see about 80 to 90% of residents of Massachusetts towns working outside of the town limits or living outside and working in town. So it's not something that I would say is too starkly different. But outside of Franklin, you'll see that that's followed generally closely by Boston. Granted, Boston is not too close of a city, but Franklin does have, of course, the two commuter rail stops as well as access to the freeways on to Boston. So all other locations other than these top 10 is about more than 50%. So it does break down to quite a few municipalities, but these are the largest. Next slide. So as I mentioned before, we had some roundtable discussions. They were actually very, very thoughtful and thought-provoking meetings that we had, and really, really worthwhile, in my opinion, particularly the roundtable discussion with businesses and Dean College. We wanted to know what their thoughts were on different amenities and just to give us their opinions on Franklin in general. So these were the questions that we asked: thoughts on their downtown, on Franklin's downtown, as well as the town services, and if there's any way that the town could assist local businesses, where the town could prioritize its economic development investments and priorities, and where the town should do to target marketing to specific businesses or developers, as well as just asking them outright what they think Franklin does well in comparison to other communities, and if there are ways where Franklin could improve. And then lastly, just the vision for the three key commercial districts and just what their thoughts were for the future for those districts. Next slide. So I think the survey itself was really helpful. The town assisted in putting together the survey, and we got a lot of great feedback. Apologies for the picture kind of cutting it off a bit. But we asked general questions on where they thought they pictured Franklin in 10 years' time, how often they walked in town, ate in town, shopped in town, how often they would leave town to do different activities, which amenities that they thought were great in town, what they would like to see in the future, what type of events they would like to see, and really just what things are the most important to them, what they value the most, and what they really picture Franklin as, and both how it is now and how they would ideally see it in the future. And right on the picture that's covering up, unfortunately, some of the words is just the word cloud of what they wanted to talk about as their biggest strengths in town. So you see restaurants, the downtown, the community, it's a strong sense of community. These are the words that bubbled to the top through this survey. Next slide. So through this process, we created a list of recommendations, and these were actually done in conjunction with some of the research that was done, as well as some of the outreach and community engagement that we had done, as well as just the feedback that we got from the different roundtables and the survey and the different partners that we spoke to. So really what we broke it down to, and Brian could kind of discuss further as to what strategies the town really wants to go through in the future, is we had picked these 11 and have broken down into much further detail through the study, and have broken them down as to specifically, you know, what type of activities and where. But really, these 11 recommendations have are the ones that are right in front of you, are really what the town, what we had done in conjunction with the town in providing some key next steps. Granted, keeping in mind that this was done pre-COVID times. The first one is to create guidelines to assist businesses in locating and expanding in Franklin. The second is to update the town website, social media, and blog to provide more detail about economic development activities, events, and local businesses. The third is to promote existing cultural, open space, and recreation amenities and explore opportunities to create additional amenities to attract more visitors and their spending to Franklin businesses. Four is to further planning processes, incentives, and marketing that can grow the town's economy and promote the town's business friendliness. 5 is to collaborate with relevant boards to review zoning and permitting procedures, as well as regulatory laws, and identify mechanisms to streamline business regulation and expedite permitting to provide regionally competitive and responsive services in a way that does not compromise quality development. That's something that's very important to note. 6 is to create a more robust, convenient, and efficient multimodal transportation system to better connect Franklin residents, students, and businesses. That one's a very tough one. I know that the state tends to control quite a lot of transportation systems, but that was something that was brought up in quite a few discussions, particularly the Dean College Roundtable. 7 is further the creation of a visually attractive public realm, including wayfinding, beautification efforts, and local art. 8, improve the character of each of the commercial districts. 9, improve conditions within the Franklin area industrial areas. 10, continue to hold business and consumer roundtables and continue to implement town surveys. We thought that those were very powerful to have. And 11, provide additional programming at Franklin Center, the Town Common, and other areas, and where appropriate, to attract more visitors to Franklin throughout the year, especially during the shoulder seasons of fall and spring. The town of Franklin is very much, I don't want to say a hidden gem, because it's very much out in the open, but it's one of the biggest strengths is the beauty of your town and the fact that your town is a great attraction. So that was absolutely something that was brought up in every single discussion that I had. Next slide, please. So I think, quite frankly, you know, what I discussed is pretty much the long and short of everything. I do also just want to give you all just pretty much kind of a brief update about what we did. You know, we had the multiple community engagement sessions, a townwide open house, a business roundtable, a Dean College roundtable, a townwide survey, a cultural district roundtable. Each of those averaged about 25 to 30 people. So I'd like to thank all those that were able to participate in these. We thought that they were actually really profound in learning more about Franklin. And furthermore, each of them had the presentation that I had pretty much put together, just elaborating on demographics and business profile information. And the list of the questions are the ones that I had just sent. And lastly, I just wanted to inform you that our relationship is not going to end. I would not like it to, at least on my end. There are other opportunities for us at MAPC to work with the town. There are multiple resources through our technical assistance program, which is Brian had let you know that, you know, we allocated funding from our technical assistance program to do this study, but that there are other avenues for Franklin to apply, also to do so in conjunction with other neighboring communities as well. The last slide that I showed you, which doesn't necessarily have to stay up, is one of the Economic Development Administration's CARE Act recovery program. That's something where I am the lead for as the Economic Development District designee. So if there are areas where you think that the town of Franklin needs to improve through acquiring public resources through the federal government, through the Economic Development Administration, that's what I'm here for. And quite frankly, if there are other opportunities or questions or answers that you would like for me to find out, we are your regional planning agency. We are here to help. We have quite a lot of data at our fingertips. We have about 100 staffers from different departments, from transportation to data services to housing and beyond. So, you know, I want to just make sure that you all know that, you know, we are definitely here to assist you, and that, you know, even though this is the conclusion of a really great study, that this is not goodbye. And I think that's pretty much all I had to say.
Thank you, Raul. Obviously, an awful lot of information.
yes, apologies for that.
For all of us to digest. But first of all, I would go to the council and see if there were any questions or comments from the council. Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Hi, Raul.
I think if I was on this committee, I noticed the thing that a lot of the workers are from Bellingham, Owen, Saucet. And I think if you look at King Street and Washington Street in the morning or the afternoon, you know that's where most of the workers are.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Chairman, basically it's called the Woonsocket Highway. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I think what we need to work on is how to get all these people, instead of taking a left out of each one of the industrial parks just to go home, if we can just somehow, I don't know how you've done it in other towns, but to get them to go right and come out here, get dinner, get takeout, just anything like that. I mean, it's got to be a couple thousand workers anyway, maybe more, in those two industrial parks. Just getting some of them to go right into town to spend some of that money instead of just hitting Washington Street and gone. That would be my only comment.
I think that's a really good comment to have, and that's part of what we included in the recommendations for the study. What we did in Dean College, I think, serves as a really strong example in just really setting the stage as to hearing what does the college itself, and you know, we spoke to the dean of the college, as well as students and staff, as professors, to hear as to what they did in town and what they liked or didn't like of town, what if they just left after they were done working. And I think that's something that can be replicated in doing outreach to the different industrial parks. So that's why we included, you know, to continue some of these processes with the individual industrial parks and to have something where we can learn more as to how workers can spend money in town. There are a lot of amenities in town that people can spend their hard-earned money on. So I think that's a really good point.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And lastly, I just think people really enjoy reading this. Thank you.
I agree. Thank you, Councilor Chandler. Councilor Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to thank Raul for all his hard work. We did get to meet pre-COVID and ended up meeting upstairs here in the training room, and it was great to walk around and do all that. Councilor Chandler brings up a good point. Councilor Chandler brings up a good point about workers taking a left or a right and going out to Woonsocket or Bellingham or any other of the communities. And I think that comes down to the fact that affordability. You have a lot of people who can't afford Franklin right now and to live here. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking as you were talking, it sounds like a great plan. We have a great lunch crowd and we have a great crowd that stops and gets, you know, coffee or milk and leaves, right? We have, I mean, I think on every corner, we either have a pizza shop or a Dunkin' Donuts or a Starbucks in town. And that's because they come and go. You know, it's really, you leave work, you go home, you get your significant other, and then you go, you want to go out to dinner, well, you're home, right? So the question is, how do we get them to live here? And I think commuter housing is something that we really need to focus on as we move forward. And I'm not talking $800,000 commuter housing. We have to figure out how we're going to get these people who are making $80,000 a year on one income to be able to afford Franklin, and how that looks and how we can live in a community that is diverse and allows everyone to live here and be able to essentially live where you work. It was a great slide to see the number of people who actually live and work here. I thought also the commuters was interesting with the number of people who commute to Boston. And you know, that's a great net zero opportunity for us if we look at that. Where I know a lot of people don't like the dean, I have apartments are coming in, they're not the prettiest in the world, I get it. But if we can get those people to spend money in town, not use their cars, stick around, and go to Boston and use that as a commuter location, that could be a great opportunity for us to be a little more environmentally friendly and make them, you know, Franklin environmentally friendly, so to speak. So I think we need to really focus on that downtown area, and I'd be interested to see some results on the new apartments over by Gorelick and how those have contributed to turning down the emissions in Franklin and what that looks like. But all in all, I think it's a great start, and I look forward to keep it working. And I'm very proud that Raul's looking to work with us to continue this. So I think this is fantastic, and let's keep going on it, see how much more we can dive in and what we can find out to make Franklin a better place. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Kelly. Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Brian Taberner, Raul, thank you for all the hard work that you've put into this information. I know it's been a long time in the making, and like Councilor Kelly, myself, I know Council Hamlin, and a few others were in attendance when you were in town here pre-COVID, gathering information. It was a lot of, it was a good time. It was good to learn a lot. One of the things I think I'd like to do is take a lot of this information that we've gathered today and a lot of the questions that have come up today and push them over to the Economic Development Committee for further review. I think there's a lot of these questions that can be answered that we really need to give some further thought. And really, over to Chairwoman Hamlin, say, listen, let's take this information, see what we can do with it. You know, it's helpful information. And I know after all this COVID stuff is over, we can start really focusing on how we can improve the town. To Councilor Kelly's point, that's, you know, something we definitely have to think about down the line. I'm not sure where we could possibly fit more housing, but it's definitely something to think about. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. Councilor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hi, Raul. It's good to see you again. I went to all three of the roundtables that I could go to, and it was very interesting. The questions that he asked people were really, really thought-provoking. And I really like the part of the, I think Councilor Kelly touched on it, about making things more environmentally friendly here. And one of the things that you didn't get a chance to talk about was the idea of complete streets and creating and really working on the bike path and really bringing the bike path into downtown Franklin. And I really think that's gonna help a lot. It's really, there's a lot of really good things here, and I think we'll have a lot of fun going through it. And the recruitment, I think one of the things I'd like to ask you, Raul, is your recruitment of businesses. Is there anything in there to help us figure out how to recruit people of color into the business world, and how do we get people to stay here in Franklin, the businesses? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Hamblin.
That is a very, if I can just
sure, go ahead,
add
Raul.
To that, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think that is a very good question to ask, and it's a very unique situation. That was something that was brought up at every discussion from the open house to now regarding, you know, making sure that your business community is healthy and diverse in its efforts. Again, this really does take a lot of outreach, and I think that's also within the recommendations as well. But it's something that really is heartening to hear, but is not always easy to implement. It is something that does take a bit of time and effort in making sure that those connections are built. I think that there are some efforts that can be made from the recommendations, but it does actually take a little bit more of making sure that you spend the time to do outreach as much as possible.
Thank you, Raul.
Can I just ask him,
sure,
if he's
going
to help us? Will you help us?
I can provide some resources, but you reach out to, me. I'm okay. Pay me, and then we can talk about it. No, it really is. Reach out to me, and we need to keep the lines of communication open on this. We are also, if you want me to throw out something else that's really exciting that I'm working on, is we're working with the Government Alliance for Race and Equity, which is based in Oakland, as well as the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, to release what we call the Racial Equity Municipal Action Plans for 5 municipalities in our region. It's a grant opportunity that would be provided by our technical assistance through the 3 partnerships, and we anticipate finding other resources. We're going to have a webinar on it and some resources for working for furthering racial equity in your municipalities on August 6th. That's next Thursday at 9 a.m. I can send you all that information as well. But no, there's absolutely any opportunity to further that. I'm definitely here to help.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Hamblin. Councilor Bisanti.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair, thank you, Raul and Brian, for a fantastic study. And I read just about all of it. I'm focusing right now on some of the comments made by my colleagues on this council, and I'm looking at the numbers in under housing, and I don't think it's all gloom and doom about the housing prices in respect to the interest rates that are available right now. So, I mean, yeah, probably a decent house in Franklin's around 500,000, but there's interest rates available right now is in the twos and the threes. And I think if folks would just explore the banking avenues, they could be in a house for far less than what they'd be paying for a two bedroom apartment in this town. Some of the newer two bedroom apartments are running between, well, the lease for a newer one is 17 up to 21, 2200 a month. Now, I don't know where you go out of them invest your money, but if you look at the escalating equities that are going on in this town, Franklin is a great investment for a homeowner. And I don't think they should, ignore that. I know it's a daunting feat. It's very daunting to buy a house these days, but the banks are being very flexible. Their interest rates are really low. And I would really encourage people who want to come to Franklin to just not close their mind and their eyes to what's available. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Bisanti. Councilor DeLocco.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To you. Thank you, Raul, for all your hard work, and Brian too. I was at the round tables myself. What scares me a little bit is this COVID issue. Do we have any, if it goes back to the economy, to you, Mel, I think you're going to have to look at that issue too. I think that would be a good part to get, because I don't know where this is going. I know you talk about transportation, like through the GATRA. I was looking through that. I'm talking to my friends at the MBTA. Nobody's riding the MBTA. Nobody wants to get on a bus. Nobody wants to move around. So that's an issue. And I think, that's something you guys will have to look at, I think. I'm a little worried about that issue. And I do, follow Councilor Kelly and yourself and, try to make everything green. But I'm worried about how we're going to get people there. And just
I know.
As yourself, mm-hmm. too.
Yep. Thank you, Councilor DeLocco. Is there any other councilors that have a comment? The only comment I have, certainly, Raul and Brian, thank you very much. It's a great document, and it's a document that I think a lot of the town will enjoy reading. Jamie, and that will go up on our... will that be available?
It's
at what point is it already available?
It's all available. Yep. It's
Anne Marie. I see it.
There she is.
Shaking her head right behind it. Okay, so it is available on the website for the townspeople to read, and I think there is an awful lot of good reading and good information there. I'd just like to expound a little on Councilor DeLocco's comment about COVID-19. And COVID-19 has really changed what the future is going to look like, certainly in the near future. And one of the questions that I'd like to ask is there any funding available that would allow us to go back into this study and add the COVID-19 future piece to that? And Raul, that's a question to you. Have you heard anything out there where there is any state or government funding that might be available to just put the COVID recap, so to speak, on the study?
I would reach out to Ralph Wilmer over at MAPC if you can use the technical assistance program funding. We did try to use EEA money or a grant application for this study. Unfortunately, Franklin was not selected, but there are other opportunities. As I mentioned, the CARES Act funding, but that would be for a more robust program, more than just something that would be kind of providing COVID-specific answers. But I can provide to you maybe just a short list of potential resources for this.
That would be great. Thank you. Excuse me.
I think this is great, as Jamie alluded to, and I, some of my fellow councilors did. This certainly will go back to Economic Development Subcommittee, and I'm sure they will spend a multitude of time looking at these and looking at some of the suggestions that came from this report. At the same time, I would ask the public to please read this report and come to the Economic Development Committee meetings and participate as we go forward and we try and look at some of the questions and some of the direction that we're receiving from this report. So before I close off this discussion, I would ask if there's anyone in the audience that has a comment or a question, please raise your hand. We're looking through the Zoom file now, and I know it's takes an extra few seconds. Okay, there's one. Okay, Chrissy, would you please? Mr. Sherlock.
Mr. Mercer, thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, just to reinforce what you mentioned about the EDC, according to my calendar and schedule, it looks like there's an EDC meeting on Thursday, the 30th, so that's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. The info has already been shared on the town website and shared through Franklin Matters. So for those who want to follow up, as indicated before, the doc is available on the town website, has been shared through Franklin Matters, and the meeting to start the discussion is tomorrow night.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve.
Can I give a plug, of course.
Okay. Is there anyone else in Zoom land that would like to make a comment or ask a question? Okay, seeing none. Jamie, anything to add?
Well,
besides telling us that there's an Economic Development Committee meeting tomorrow.
So just so that, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So yes, there were two other shots. So July 30th, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Just so that folks know, the second meeting is scheduled for August 20th. These meetings are designed to be discussions at the EDC level. No big final decisions are going to be made. I just want to make sure. So, Mr. Chairman, to your point, this is excellent summer reading. I think that once we hit after Labor Day, I think that's when we'll hopefully have some more EDC meetings. And the work plan that the group decides on some of the things that we can do now this fall, can commence while the EDC and other members of the council just continue to monitor this out. We're obviously not going to be able to perform every recommendation next month. So we're going to have to take off, bite off what we can chew over the course of the next year. So like I mentioned at the beginning, you know, this will hopefully be a springboard into a community-wide conversation over the next 6 to 12 to 18 months. We hope to get to all corners of the community, but Steve is right. The discussion will pick up tomorrow evening, July 30th at 6 p.m., and then again on August 20th for a couple of brief discussions with the EDC, and then we'll commence things again after Labor Day. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jamie. Any further comments or questions from the council? Raul and Brian, thank you very much. Great report. And we look forward to more of it coming forward. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.